All right, peace, y'all. What's popping, man? On this wonderful Tuesday. I hope everybody is having a blessed day today. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot going on as far as with, I don't know if it's natural disasters or what, but it's a lot going on. Salute to the person that left that in the comments and informed me about the fog that's going on. It's crazy. Some weird fog going on, making people sick. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And if you on the West Coast, man, I'm praying for y'all right now. Y'all getting a crazy windstorm. So be safe out there on the West Coast. Everybody in California, man. You know what I'm saying? I pray everybody stays safe, man. Yeah, a lot going on, man. The food is all messed up. It's a lot going on. But we got to stay prayed up out here. Make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon, man. The history behind industry kittens. We started from Marilyn Monroe and went all the way up to Cat Stacks and to these Selena Powell and all of them. Talked about Kim Kardashian, everybody, man. So salute to everybody that joined the Patreon. And also we got this, the Generation of Technology. Their God is Prometheus. So if you want to join the Patreon, the link is in the description below, and I'm going to make sure I get y'all some hot content this week also, man. Let me shout some people out real quick before I get into this. I know people hate me doing the shout-outs at the beginning because it wastes time, you know what I'm saying? I just shout out people who I do know. Traquan 304, Armando, ESP was popping, Ty, Jasiri, Anthony Sutton, Mr. 3D himself, Soul Tone Def, Blue Skies, Mom Kyoko, Uguapo, Boss Man, Davey Brando, Vet D4, Huey Dooley. Archangel said, yeah, dropping notifications. All right. Zion Holmes, Gift of Music, Chosen One, Jay Vaughn was popping, Recavelli. Alright, so I'm gonna play something today for y'all, man. Did y'all ever hear this, man? And I know it's a little too soon, but while I got y'all attention right now, did y'all ever hear these lyrics? Look at this right here. This is diabolical. This is diabolical. They was all creeps, if you ask me.
It may sound nasty and it may sound mean, but I'm into little boys that are about 17.
Whoa. Well, what? What did you say?
Don't know why, but they put up a fight and hot damn that excites the MC like.
Whoa. Alright, that's, we gonna leave that there. So we gonna be talking about two things in particular, man. Y'all remember yesterday I was telling y'all about how a lot of these celebrities, they regret kind of like, you know, making these decisions, you know what I'm saying? And it's so crazy because it was right on time. Now, you know, this is real though. I want to tell people this, and I'm being 100% honest with y'all, right? Like, fame is, you know, it's got its, I don't know, I've never been famous, I'll just say this, but I'm pretty sure it has its good, its pros and cons, its good and bad, right? But I don't understand why a lot of these artists that, you know, get famous and then they always say, yo, I wish I was the regular person, or, you know, I want to go back to my old life. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to show y'all a video today where a lot of these celebrities are basically complaining about, you know what I'm saying, being famous and how they're going through certain things mentally. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. And then we're going to talk about the illusion of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Because that plays a major role. You know what I'm saying? Let's see, DeLon Simpson said, is it true women and maybe men go through hazing similar to GG adult site? I don't know what that is. I don't know. Nostalgic Games was probably said clout is worse than fame nowadays. I always thought clout was fame. That's what I always thought it was. Maybe I'm wrong, because y'all know I'm an old head. I'm an unk out here. You know what I'm saying? So I don't be knowing the new lingo that these new kids be coming up with. But yeah, they said that's why MC Light bugging. I found that, man, and I was like, yo, but y'all didn't even hear KRS-One. I think his song is called Too Young or something like that. He rapping about with a 13-year-old. That's even crazier. So it's all kind of Bambada, Dr. Malakazi, York tactics going on out here, man. But I want to play this video, if I may, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, salute to this channel. I'm going to subscribe. Let me get them up on the screen. I'm going to subscribe to their channel real quick. Fervent for Jesus with Theo. Salute to them. Y'all see I hit the subscribe button. We share love over here. But he broke down a lot of how these artists, you know what I'm saying, they really don't endure being famous. And it's crazy because I talked about this yesterday, like, you know, these people can't live with themselves. But let's play it without further ado. Let's get into it.
Feel bad with depression?
Oh, I'm always depressed all the time. I have to constantly bring myself out of it.
Most wealthy people are just broken. The really sad people. I can confirm this. Even when I had a giant multi-million dollar house, I had my dream car. So to say I had a $400,000 Aventador, I was not a very happy person. In fact,
he's one of the only billionaires in West Michigan, the co-chair of supermarket giant Meijer. Well, for the first time on television, Doug Meijer is opening up about his struggles with depression.
Yo, but what? That's what I'm saying. Money ain't everything. You get what I'm saying? Money ain't everything, man. You know what I mean? Money is not everything. Somebody, A.M. Brewer, said Jada Pinkett and Chris Cross, too. Yeah, Mary J. Blige and what's the dude name? Danny Boy. I just saw that clip the other day. He talked about Mary J. Blige was messing with him when he was like 15, son. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Tata, I broke that down before. I said that, the Pharrell song with Jay-Z. It's crazy, man. I don't know. Y'all think, let me ask y'all, do y'all think that money changes a situation? Because to be worth $1 billion and still be depressed, I don't know. I you know, some people think you can buy happiness with money. I don't know.
I had to stop because I had everything and I was absolutely broken inside.
Have all this stuff doesn't mean you're happy.
No matter how many clothes I bought, no matter how many houses we had, my life was empty. It's like I had a hole inside me.
I struggled with happiness. There's times where I feel really happy, but at that time I also know this is temporary.
I was thinking about how the way that I was gonna die was I was gonna do it.
Yo, and she always looks sad. Billie Eilish always looks sad, but you know, I don't know. It's the stuff that these people be doing, man. It's gotta be. Medusa, what's poppin'? She said true happiness is a happy soul. This is true. Yeah, say that ish, what's poppin'? He said famous from Satan. Yeah, that's a fact. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, every last one of these people, you know what I'm saying? All celebrities actually, like, have the same similar story. It's kind of crazy, though. Salute my guy, Jay Stacks. What's poppin', man?
As a Beatle, we made it. And there was nothing to do. We had money. We had fame. And there was no joy.
Why is it that so many celebrities and no rich joy, successful people, according to the standards of this world, feel so empty inside, unhappy, depressed, miserable, and unfulfilled, even with all their wealth and worldly success?
I mean, probably what it meant to you, like when the world's eyes came on you and people were wondering.
But look at the eye tat. Look at the, yo, he got the Masonic pillars on his arm. I wish I could zoom this for y'all. Hold on, yo. What? I never knew this. Can I zoom this real quick? He got the Masonic pillars on his arm with the eye over it, son. Dang, I can't zoom this in for y'all. Oh my goodness, man. Oh my goodness. Y'all got to see this. Hold up, man. Hold up, man. Can I make this bigger, yo? Oh, they won't let me. Golly. Golly, I can't zoom in. But he got it. It's clear as day on his arm. And he and MGK is, you know, I don't know. But since he got with Megan Fox, he ain't been himself. You know what I'm saying? I don't know him personally, but he just went, I don't know, satanic, if you ask me. He went satanic. Salute, Potential Grounds. Salute, he said, I did Street Team for Universal. I worked with Rich Boy on his first album in Detroit. He liked being alone when not doing press and meet and greets. Thank you, Political, Potential Grounds. Thank you for the super chat, man. Now, I will say this, right? Like, so it's like, and salute the Rich Boy, man. I hope he, you know, is doing better from, you know what I'm saying, from a while back. I know he was going through some stuff, but like, what is the thing with isolation? Like, what do you want to isolate yourself for? You know what I'm saying? It's just, to me, I don't know, man. The rap game got its perks, but it's just at the same time, these people are always miserable, bruh. Always miserable. And it's so strange, man. You know what I'm saying? It's so strange, man. I don't know, man. Let me keep it going, though.
I mean, like, you know, like, well, how could you be
sad? That tattoo is crazy, though.
Sad when all of this opportunities come to you. And, you know, really, it's like, the fact that you're overstimulated, it's like you have so much of these things, but they really don't equal out to emotional support. You know, they're just like materials.
They're fleeting.
Yeah, they're fleeting. So, and then the following line is, I don't expect you to understand, because it's almost like, I think Jim Carrey said it. He was like, I wish everyone in the world could experience what it's like to be rich and famous, just so you can realize that it means nothing.
When I was on top of the world, it became more and more and more depressed.
Look.
Until it was like suicidal thought.
And I know tons of people who I grew up with in the Silicon Valley boom who have hundreds of millions of dollars in their bank account and are as miserable and as lonely and as broken as you'll ever see.
Crazy.
You could go to 16-year-old Rainn Wilson, like, what's your dream? Live in New York City, be paid to be an actor, have cool friends, have a beautiful girlfriend, live in a loft, and have a van, and like collaborate artistically with really cool people. I mean, I was living my dream.
Oh, A.M. Brewer said he covered the tattoo with black ink. I ain't know that. But see, they said isolation is a trick of the enemy, Fannie Bell Harris said. Yeah. But what I think is that, you know, and not all artists, but like, I won't say all artists, but like, I realize these people, because it's not just artists, it's actors too. You know what I'm saying? You know, these people, like, and you got people that own corporations, business owners. You know what I'm saying? It to me is just like, yo, y'all, you know, what is it? This is this, you know, because I don't know, man. I'll just be honest with you. I think, like, being rich and famous is, you know, blown out of proportion, if that makes sense, or it's overrated. You know what I'm saying? And people will do anything to be there, but then when they get there, they like, man, this ain't even worth it, man. Like, I don't know.
And I was miserable. I was just like, what the fuck is going on? Like, why am I waking up at 3 a.m. just like staring at the wall? Why am I considering suicide? Like,
them spirits kicking your behind, man. Talking about he waking up at 3 a.m. and you want to end it all. Man. But they'll never tell you what they're doing, though.
Like, what? How? This doesn't make any sense.
Mm.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm living my dream. Mm-hmm. This is what you wanted. That started a long, slow process of me reinvestigating faith, God, and religion.
Wow, I think one of the things you're going to see right away there is that as much as all the fame and all the fortune, it sounds really good on the surface. The truth is, all of that depression, all of that sadness is because they haven't found the truth.
Well, to get straight to the point, I'd say there's this profoundly true quote that says this about God. And I read, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it rests in you." That, my friends, is the human condition outside of God. And when I say God, I'm talking about Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Humans may seem to have all outwardly, but if they do not have God within them, they'll always feel empty. So yes, there is a restlessness about the human being, a deep dissatisfaction that causes him to be on a search for rest. And at first, the world lies to him or her, saying, if you could be successful, get a nice car, women, loads of money, fame, you know, all these things that the world tells you that will fill your heart. And I'm not saying that you should seek to languish in poverty because these things do not satisfy. No, you should work to sustain yourself. But my point is, the truth is, many have been duped to think that these things are the ultimate thing. But upon getting them, the human heart still refuses to be filled, as you've heard.
Why do I have 3 Super Bowl rings and still think there's something greater out there for me?
Mm.
I mean, maybe a lot of people would say, hey man, this is what it is. I reached my goal, my dream, my life is me. I thank God.
Yeah. Yeah, Tom Brady. Know about Tom Brady, right? Know about Tom Brady. They people think that God wants you to be broke. God don't want you to be broke. You know what I'm saying? People say, oh man, the love of money is the root of all evil. No. For the love of money, okay, is the root of all evil. Which means if you do anything to go out there and get that dollar, you're satisfying the enemy. And what happens is he tricks you every time. You either wind up dead or in jail. Or, you know, for all y'all people out there that know, living the fast life. Just as much as you live in the fast life, and I mean doing stuff that is not right, the faster you make the money, it seems like the faster it leave your hand. You know what I'm saying? When you look at certain people on the Instagram or whatever, and they flashing all this cash, don't ever think that, oh, they rich or whatever. Because every time they show you $20,000, guarantee you that $20,000 is disintegrating. They gotta buy this, they gotta spend this. It costs to live. You gotta pay bills. You got a girlfriend that's always asking you for money. Your friends want this. You need this. Your kids need this. Your mama asks. They don't. It's pointless. And I think a lot of these celebrities, right, they do all of this stuff and think that, oh, my money's going to be unlimited. But now you living in a bigger crib, you just got bigger bills. You just got bigger bills now. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's not like you escaping the poverty, because now you just got more stuff to take care of and more people to take care of. You know what I'm saying?
It's got to be more than this.
Look.
I mean, this can't be what it's all cracked up to be. I mean, I've done it. I'm 27. And what else is there for me?
What's the answer?
I wish I knew.
Everything, dog. I had everything. Every time you turn on the TV, I was on every commercial. Top of my game, playing 2 sports. And I tried to take myself out in Cincinnati, Ohio.
I was going to hell. I was winning Super Bowls, playing in World Series, doing my thing, but had no peace, no joy.
I didn't know Prime went through that. I really didn't. He never displayed that type of, you know what I'm saying? Like, every time I seen Prime on TV, he just was always smiling and all of that. You know what I'm saying? One of my favorite football players back in the 90s. Yeah, it's crazy though, man. Crazy.
You could sleep in the bed with 2 and 3 women and nobody's satisfied.
Whoa.
You got 100 suits, you can't cover up the pain. You got a 300, 400, 500 pairs of shoes, you can't take a step in the right direction. Mm. You got 9 or 10 cars in the driveway, you ain't going nowhere. You got a 15,000 square foot house, but you ain't got a home.
In your books, to that point, from the outside, I had everything I could want. From the inside, I had nothing but an empty soul and a gun in my lap.
Well, that's pretty much true. I mean, you know, outside you had everything you want. I mean, just like athletes, if you look at athletes today, you look at all the guys that want to be this holier than thou. They're actually lonely.
I read somewhere that human reality is characterized by an ongoing dissatisfaction within our soul, which only God can fill. There is a void that can only be filled by God in the human soul. Listen to this. It is funny, yes, but it is true.
Nah, I'm not shit for laughing. But what type of lyrics was that? Yo. But this is what I'm talking about. These, like, Hollywood celebrities, they do this stuff. Like, when they constantly, you see them, they out of their mind. They on some type of substance because they can't live with themselves, man. It's something. They trying to fill that void of something, man. You know what I'm saying? It's something.
Oh, Lord, even that food I put in my mouth wouldn't help me.
Even the food is crazy. Look at Auntie over here in the back. Look at Auntie in the back. Like, what's going on? Look at Auntie face.
And as we saw in the last video related to this one that I made.
I got a sub to my dude. This dude, I got a sub to him. Hold on. Let me hit the notification bell. Make sure it's all. Nah, I got a sub to this dude, man.
Go and watch it if you haven't. As we saw, even Solomon, a man of great wisdom, riches, and power, struggled with this issue of the meaninglessness of life. He had it all, yes, but he says somewhere in Ecclesiastes that, and I quote, all was vanity and grasping for the wind. Mm. He concluded at the end of Ecclesiastes that what's most important in life is, and I quote, now all has been hard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. Solomon concludes that humanity's essential purpose, our whole duty, is to honor God and follow his commandments. Why? Because this is what truly matters. This is what we were made for. God must be at the center of our lives. He must be at the center of.
Why you think, right? When he's saying this, right, and he's quoting this scripture, it makes so much sense. Because y'all remember that video, right? Cardi B said on IG Live, she said, if somebody offered you such and such amount of $1 million to turn your back on God, would you do it? And for the most part, this is what I believe. A lot of these celebrities, they turn their back on God, the creator, and they do devilish things. It don't got nothing to do with them just going and doing some spooky stuff, but it's just the fact that they know that this is not morally right. You get what I'm saying? What I'm doing is not morally right. What I'm partaking in is not morally right. And they just throw all their beliefs out the window. know what I'm saying? That just crossed my mind. I don't know.
Of it all. And one thing that I've noticed in my own life and from the many testimonies I've watched from people who used to be empty inside, who used to have this deep void inside of them, once they found God, once I found God, the void was filled. And why? The reason is because all of us were made for God. I want you to check out this beautiful testimony, so right?
I have everything. The outside world says I have everything, but, you know, inside I'm dead. By that time, I had moved back to Bakersfield where we all grew up, and my parents were helping me with my daughter. I met some Christians. They invited me to church. I was like, who cares? You know, I'll try it. If these Christians are too weird or whatever, I'll go to a doctor. And
then when I met Jesus and gave him a chance to show him that he's real, like, show me you're real. I mean, the chains, like, really, like, those, you hear it all the time, but it actually is true. And it's like the chains broke and the prison opened up, and I came out and I found my contentment. I found peace, and that cloud couldn't come after me anymore. It did come back in various forms later, but Jesus pushed it away for just enough time to see that he's real. And so just knowing that he's real, I knew that I could fight for my sobriety with him and then walk with him, just like I toured.
Yo, MBA Sean said, I gotta address this real quick. He said, I have become less religious as I've gotten older and currently working on remembering God more and praying more, but I will never ever turn my back on God. That's the whole point, son. You know what I'm saying? You on the right track. You know what I'm saying? I just want to let you know that you on the right track, because whether y'all know it or not, God is the creator of all of them religions, man. Any religion you decide to pick, He created that. He created these little evil things that's running around here. You know what I'm saying? So you cannot leave him out the equation. And you know, shout out to people out there that are non-believers. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people that follow me that are non-believers. But, you know, you gotta have some type of faith. You know what I'm saying? You got to. That's just my opinion. You know what I mean? But we
on drugs and sending drugs to myself all over the world, I knew I was going to walk with Jesus and go set people free with him.
And for me, I was a very existential kid. And what I mean by that, I was always thinking deeply. Why am I here? Why am I existing on this planet? And there was always this gaping, massive hole within inside my heart where I was longing to be satisfied. I always knew I was made for joy. I always knew I was made for some sort of happiness. I don't want to sound like some, you know, fluffy Christian, but I knew there was something of reality that was going to provide satisfaction for me. And the whole desire was not just for a feeling, it was for satisfaction. I know that sounds cliche, but for me, it was this most real thing. After every high I ever did, every high, I thought it was going to provide for me something that was going to satisfy me completely. I was going to have some experience, some revelation of something that would transform me and bring me into reality that would allow me to know I was living the purpose that I had been made for. And although I'd grown up in a Christian context, meaning, you know, I went to church every so often, heard all the Sunday school messages, I never personally connected that God would be the place, that Jesus Christ would be the place where I would find that satisfaction. And so after every high, after every sexual experience I ever had as a high schooler, I would always say to myself, that's all it was. That's all this is. And it would lead me to go.
Now, what I will say is this. If you going to God for money, trust and believe, it may not turn out the way that you think it will. And that's why I think a lot of people lose their faith, because they go to God for money. You gotta look at it from a different outlook. You gotta look at it from, if you go to God, right? You give your heart to God, right? he going to take care of you. But if you go into him just for financial gain, you're going to be disappointed. It's not pure. It's not genuine. You feel what I'm saying? That's just, you know, just a jewel for y'all out there. Because no, I know a lot of people be like, man, you know, God ain't do nothing for me. You know what I'm saying? I look at my life. I'm out here broke. God ain't do nothing for me. But you going to him for the wrong reason, son. You know what I'm saying? You going to him for the wrong reasons. Whatever you want to call him. God, Allah, the universe, the creator, the most high, Yahweh, Yahshua. You got to look at it from a different outlook. That's just my opinion.
Oh, okay, well, I got to go to the next thing then. Because it's got to be somewhere.
One of the people said, who commented in one of this videos right,
let
that
me
I
go,
just
let
shared.
Let me speed this up because I want to play his whole video.
It's spiritual enlightenment.
Let me see what he told me.
Engage in to try to fill that void within them. Listen to this.
Comedian and actor Russell Brand, who filed for divorce with Katy Perry after only a year of marriage, acknowledged that living for pleasure and mass consumption left him empty and spiritually bankrupt.
The system requires us to be as selfish little consumerist pods. Once we go, oh, I ain't that bothered about that. It's easier for me because I've been famous now. I know that's boring. I've been rich now. I know that's boring. I f***ed loads of people now. I know that's boring. Took loads of drugs now. I know that's boring. So all that's left is spiritual enlightenment. All that's left is spiritual enlightenment. That's all that's left.
You may remember the Pep Boys commercial where two mechanics are unsuccessfully trying to hammer a battery into a car and insist to the worried owner that he shouldn't worry because they've been doing it for such a long time.
Is that the right size battery for my car? It doesn't seem to fit.
Don't worry, we'll make it fit. We've been doing this a long time.
It's not going in. Just keep hitting it.
I'm not comfortable with we'll make it fit.
Why not? If it fits, it fits.
It's perfect. Good job.
While most of us have learned that square pegs and round holes don't go together, the truth is that few people actually learn how to successfully fill the hole in their soul. Many people long for joy, peace, and happiness, and it continues to elude them throughout their lives. As we have seen, even those who are perceived to be the most successful in life admit that they feel empty inside.
Now, that's crazy because we're going to get to this. Let's get to this real quick. Let me read some people in the comments real quick, man. Russell Brand, Portrait of a Lady said, Russell Brand annoys me. Yeah, he annoys me as well. I can't really, get jiggy with that dude. Dog Migo said, y'all too cooked. Yeah, a lot of us is cooked, man. Dog Emperor said, you just going to sit there and God will drop money on your head. Thank you. This is what I'm saying. People look at it like, and I said this before, like, you know, all right. So I'll tell y'all this story and salute to all my people out there. Would you consider yourself Christians, followers of the Lord, whatever, you know, ministers or whatever you want to call yourself, whatever. Right. I had a relative that was, you know, preachy. I mean, God, Bible thumper, gospel, crazy. Like everything revolved around the Lord and the Bible and God and all this stuff, right? And their circumstances financially was terrible. I mean, terrible. Always about to get evicted. You know what I'm saying? Just bills behind, you know, there ain't no food in their crib, all kind of stuff, right? And I told him, I said, yo, you know, you looking for a handout, I feel like. And they got really upset with me. They stopped talking to me for about maybe 6 months. And I said, yo, you know, you looking for a handout, you know, you got to go out there and trust in God, not believe that he just going to give you a bag of money to pay your bill. Why are you coming to ask me for a loan for? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in the same boat. I can't help you. But a lot of people that, you know, they have that faith, they believe that God just going to bless them with some miraculous money like they used to do on them commercials back in the day where they show at 3 o'clock in the morning, you order this cloth from BET. And the late they show some old lady talking about some, yeah, my prayer cloth came in the mail, and next thing you know, I opened my mailbox, and there was a check in there for $13,000. Yeah, that's not real, bro. That's not real.
The accomplishment of an aim or a purpose. That is the definition of success.
Look.
So when it comes to rap music, how exactly would you measure it? A common metric that the industry uses is first week sales and number one albums, but these can be deceptive. Many artists achieve these goals, and whilst it's obviously impressive, they are only the illusion of success.
Mm.
Even awards as prestigious as the Grammys can be a misconception, and this video will explain exactly why. You can find two examples of first week sales and number one albums being deceptive in just the last few months alone. However, we'll begin with the one that is more excusable. On August the 23rd, Travis Scott re-released his iconic mixtape, Days Before Rodeo, a project that fans have wanted on streaming services for a very long time. Alongside the tape, Travis had vinyls, CDs, and other merchandise bundled with the project that fans of his could purchase. As well as this, he also sold digital deluxe versions of the project that featured unheard songs from this era. Basically, he was doing everything he could to increase the numbers. This re-release was a massive success for Travis, as the album sold 361,000 units first week. Yet, this wasn't enough to obtain the number one, as Sabrina Carpenter narrowly beat the artist to the top spot. And, to make matters worse, the album sales declined by 94.7%.
Unbelievable. So, you trying to sell merch, vinyl, give people extra songs, shirts, hoodies, sweaters, all kind of stuff to get out that stupid 360 deal that you signed. Because that's the only reason why artists would put out all kind of nonsense. They have to get out of that 360 deal. You know what I'm saying? They doing all of this to get out of these 360 deals. And when you do this, you still come out short in the end. This is why I said it's all a hoax, man. These people realize that this music business is a shim sham, a flim flam. You know what I'm saying?
In the following week, making it the biggest percentage decline on the Billboard 200 this decade. Funnily enough though, he would end up getting the heavily desired number one in the third week, as most of the vinyls shipped then, meaning he sold 156,000 units in the project's third week of releasing. It would end up completely dropping off the Billboard in the fifth week, which makes it one of the projects that have charted for the least amount of time. You may think this is a load of nonsense, as Travis Scott is basically a household name at this point, and the project was just a re-release of something most people have already heard. So to say he's not been successful...
Yeah, that's lazy work. Why are you going to re-release an album that everybody already heard? That's lazy. Of course you're going to fall off the charts. You putting out an album that people already heard, bruh. Well, who you think you are, Picasso? I just don't understand these rappers, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the laziness in it. Oh, well, they're not listening to the music anyway, so let me just give them a deluxe album and add four more songs on it. SZA!
Would be absurd. And I see your point. So let us take a look at a smaller artist who has only burst onto the scene in recent years. Yeet. Now I'm sure most of you are familiar with the young artist who has took the industry by storm. Ever since his debut, his music has been improving, depending on who you ask I guess, and his numbers have increased alongside his ability. So, on October the 18th of this year, Yeet would release his album, Lifestyle, which gave him the number one spot that is so commonly desired. And in similar fashion to Travis Scott, he would mainly achieve this through the loophole that is bundles and digital exclusives. Merchandise for the project was bundled together with physical and digital copies of the album, and in order to increase the sales even further, Yeet would sell CDs with tracks exclusive to each version of the CD that you purchased. Just in case this wasn't enough, he would also release two digital versions of Lifestyle that featured even more exclusive tracks. It's safe to say his plan worked, as Yeet landed his first number one album on the Billboard Top 200. but at what cost? The album wasn't received too well, and you could tell in the streaming numbers, with the streams only accounting for 29,000 units.
Faking streams. Faking streams, y'all. Faking streams. Hold on, y'all. Let me just salute the J.S. Cuter. J.S. Cuter, thank you for the super chat. He said, love from Inglewood, California. Stay blessed. Thank you for the super chat, my guy. I know that was 22 minutes ago, but I appreciate you, man. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying, man. For people to do the most to be famous and still come out short in the end, it's crazy to me, man. You know what I'm saying? It really is crazy to me. You know, and the record companies, the record companies will blow up an artist because they have the power to blow up an artist. Let's be real here. They can take a random person off the street and make them famous. Okay, anybody, absolutely anybody. They write your music, put the clothes on you, do all of this stuff and make you into a star. So it's just like when I see stuff like this, it's like I'm not surprised. You got 360 deals and you still, they got you working nonstop. You know what I'm saying? You got 394 shows in a year and it's only 365 days. You do the math. Does that sound pleasing to y'all? No days off? Your kids don't see you, your family don't see you. By the time you do get a break and see your kids, they don't even know who you is. they don't even recognize you. Who is this? Oh, this is your mother. Mother? I thought my nanny was my mother. What is going on?
And you may be thinking that those aren't bad numbers, but for Yeat, they actually are. This was the lowest amount of streams that Yeat has had since his project Up To Me, which was all the way back in 2021. Things have continued to get worse for this album as it has now completely fallen off the Billboard Top 200, which makes it the shortest charting number one rap album of all time. It was one step forward and two backwards for the young artist, as on one hand, he has achieved something that is just a dream for most artists. Yet on the other, he has harmed his reputation by strongly pushing one of his worst albums in recent times, selling out in order to achieve those heights. And that is the perfect example of the illusion of success. But it isn't just limited to numbers and chart achievements. The Grammys are one of the most prestigious awards that an artist could receive, yet even they can be misleading when it comes to success. Now, this isn't intended to discredit any artists that have managed to achieve this feat, but to highlight the flaws with just looking at awards. There are two examples of this that perfectly highlight just how misleading the Grammys can be. Let's have a look at the nominations for Best Rap Albums this year. You had Magna Carta Holy Grail by Jay-Z, Yeezus by Kanye West, Nothing Was The Same by Drake, and Good Kid, Mad City by Kendrick Lamar. All four of those projects are arguably classics, yet the award went to The Heist by Macklemore. Fans of the genre were bewildered as there was no reasonable explanation for this album to win instead of the others, especially Good Kid, Mad City. And Macklemore himself knew this. He would share a text that he sent to Kendrick Lamar on Instagram explaining that even he thought that Good Kid, Mad City should have took the Grammy for Best Rap Album.
Yo, what happened to this dude? Macklemore, whatever his name was, what happened to him? He just disappeared. You know what I'm saying? He disappeared and got gone. And we already know the Grammy is a hoax anyway. It's all staged. You know what I'm saying? It's all staged anyway. These people, they're not supposed to dictate what we like, but they use the Grammys to do so. You get what I'm saying?
This isn't the only time Kendrick has had a Grammy stolen from him, as he also lost out on the 2015 Album of the Year award to Taylor Swift, whose album 1989 managed to beat To Pimp a Butterfly, which is highly regarded as one of the greatest albums of all time. And if you need one more reason to believe that the Grammys aren't the best way to measure success, take a look at Travis Scott. Massive artist, arguably one of the biggest of the last decade, with several highly acclaimed albums, yet the artist has never won a Grammy. And it's not like he hasn't deserved it either. He's been nominated 10 times, and in 2019 he looked like a lock to win Rap Album of the Year with Astroworld, yet somehow he lost out to Cardi B with Invasion of Privacy. This decision.
Because you know why? You know why Travis Scott ain't win that Grammy? Because he gotta put on a skirt. He gotta wear the rapper skirt. Once he put on the rapper skirt, he'll win a Grammy, son. Y'all know how this go already. Come on, y'all know the rules. He put on the rapper skirt, they give him a Grammy. He paint his fingernails pink, they give him a Grammy. He wear eyeliner and lipstick, they give him a Grammy. They know, you know this, man.
Jim was yet another that shook the rap industry, and Travis has been on the hunt for his Grammy to this day. That being said, this is just another reason to not use the Grammys as a way to measure success, as although Travis has never won, it's undoubtable that he is more successful than Cardi B. So what exactly makes an artist successful? Before we define true success, make sure to subscribe to the channel, as the majority of you that watch these videos haven't clicked the button yet. If we consider things like first week sales, number one albums, and even Grammys to be vanity metrics, how could you ever label an artist as successful? Well, I'd say the most important attribute to have in music is longevity, and this goes for both the artist and their actual music. Have a look at some successful rap artists. Drake, been around for almost 2 decades. Kanye, been around for over 2 decades. Even trap artists, like Future, have achieved longevity through their timeless music. If you take a look at the charts, you'll find albums that have been out for years still on there. Graduation came out...
Yeah, they just now gave Nas a Grammy, I think last year, for King's Disease. They just now gave him one. I mean, it's all a scam, man. I that's how I look at it. But if y'all want to be rappers, so be it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to shatter nobody's dreams, man. Let me read some people in the comments before I get off this. Jesse, what's poppin', said he sacrificed all those people at his concert. Still no Grammy, and his music sucks. The devil is a lie. Ain't that the truth? I mean, but he's still rich, though. I mean, regardless if, you know, people are buying his music or winning a Grammy, Travis Scott can sell out a McDonald's Happy Meal, which he did, sneakers, okay? There's other endeavors that, you know, these people are involved with. So it ain't always got to be about Grammys and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, there's a lot of other business deals that go on behind closed doors that most people would not know about. You know what I'm saying? Ain't got nothing to do with that. Like, you know? But I'm saying, though, if you want to win that crowd, you know, you got to play with the funny business. You got to go down that route. Because a lot of them people that, you know, run the Grammys is down with the funny biz. That's just my personal opinion. They all funny over there. You know what I'm saying? Just my personal opinion. Yeah, J.D. Lay said he rich because of the Kardashians, fam. Yeah, I can see that. Dance Hall, bro, Freedom Street made over $8 million with over 30,000 people. How is it a flap? Freedom Street? I don't know what Freedom Street is. But salute to you, Dance Hall. Yeah, Latasha Moody said Travis is worth $80 million. I mean, I wouldn't say that's a flop. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say that. Let's see. Yeah, 8-Bit Dragon installs it. I'd rather struggle my whole life selling albums not signed than wearing a skirt. Yeah, because what I'm saying is a lot of these artists, and I'm going to end it here, for most of these artists, you know, they can't live with themselves, which is why, you know, you'll see an artist just come out, be big, blow up, and then they disappear. And you'll be like, yo, whatever happened to that person? What happened to them? You know what I'm saying? But the industry is, they call it the belly of the beast, man. It's called that for a reason. Because it chews you up, swallows you, and spits you out. Once they done with you, they don't care about you. You understand? They don't care about you. They will leave you out cold on the street. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of people down on Skid Row in Hollywood Boulevard that were in the music business, and we forgot all about them, and now guess what? They out there living in tents. Just go down there and check. Go down there. Oh, is this? Oh, I remember you. I remember you. One Hit Wonders, Jayvon said. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Salute Kyoko, man. Salute Kyoko. All right, y'all. I'm off of this, man. I just wanted to come and do a quick live for y'all. Salute to the two channels I show. Make sure y'all subscribe to Moni. I think his name is Moni. Let me blow his channel up on the screen. Moni or Moni. Salute to them. They got a lot of good videos. And then my other homeboy right here, man. Fervent for Jesus with Dio. Alright, make sure y'all subscribe to their channels, man. I did subscribe. Why I saying they ain't subscribe? I'm already subscribed. Oh, he talking about joining that. Nah. Alright, y'all. So let me do this. For those that just got in here, y'all seen this? Y'all heard this part? Look. This is crazy. This is crazy right here. This is crazy right here.
It may sound nasty and it may sound mean, but I'm into little boys that are about 17.
Hey, yo. All right, y'all.